Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we just invite your spirit this morning, Lord. We invite your spirit, God. We ask you to come. Holy Spirit, come dwell in this place this morning. Oh, let your Shekinah glory fill this place, fill this mall. Let your Shekinah glory just drip down on the handles of the doors, oh God, as people begin to make their way into this place, Father. Oh, let it just be a dripping, Father, that they feel it as they, like a perspiration, God, as they feel it as they open up the doors, God, that they go to wipe it down on their sides. Like, what does this do, God? Let it be your Shekinah glory this morning, Father. Oh, ayari arabose, we need it, Father. We need it, Lord. Oh, let there be a density, Father God, a thickness, Father God, a spiritual fog delay, Father God, in the realm, Lord God, where we would want to push past this time, Jesus. Oh, but we just let it just come, Lord. We just say, just come, Lord, this morning, Father. We just rip off everything else that we've been dealing with thus far, God, in the heavenly, in the earthly realm, Father God. But we say, we just rip off all the time. We just rip off all the madness that may be seeping through our minds right now, Father God. And we say, come, Lord. Your Shekinah glory, come and replace the madness, Father. Replace the emptiness. Replace the confusion, the doubt, Father. Oh, let your Shekinah glory come, for we need it in this place right now. Today is a new day, and we thank you for the new day, Lord. Oh, we can't make it without you, Father. Let your glory just continue to fill every single aisle and row and every single step, that as we may sit our body down, there would be a poof of your glory that would just rise up into our nostrils as we sit, as we move our faces to look around us. Though we are distracted, God, as you begin to face our eyes and set our eyes on you this morning, Lord, that the glory would just continue to rise up among us, that it would fill this place so thick that we would not be able to see those around us. We would not be distracted by those coming in. But God, our eyes would just be set on you, our heart. Oh, that's the whole purpose why we're here this morning, Lord. So we thank you, God. We thank you for your magnificence. We thank you for your glory, Jesus. Your awesome power, your love, Father God. Your demonstration to us this morning, Jesus. That you woke us up, oh God. Oh, she ayande arabote. Ah, te damos gracias, Señor. Porque tenemos otro día, Señor. Tenemos otro día, Señor, para demostrar tu gloria, para demostrar tu poder, para demostrar tu paz, Señor. La paz, Señor, la paz, Señor. Necesitamos la paz, Señor, este día, Padre. Oh, what can we go? What can we do without it, God? Oh, shea yonde ando a rabo sende. Ua yondu ando a rabo sheke ay a rabo sende. Use us this morning, God. Use us this morning like never before, Jesus. Let this day be night like no other, Father, for it has been set aside, Jesus. All those things that would happen, every single being that is on their way, every single being that is stepping through those doors, every coat that is being removed from the body, oh God. Oh, as that coat comes off, let it be some other distraction that would be removed as they remove it, oh God. And it would be so much more discipline.
Hallelujah.
And so much more availability to your spirit, oh God. Oh. Let your people be in their places, oh God, if you have purposed them to be this morning, Jesus. In this place that you have set, Father God, for us, in this mall, in this region, oh God, in the heavenlies, Lord. No, we don't know what you're going to do this morning, God, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the surprise, oh God. We thank you for the all that we can just long to see. Woo! How you going to change me, Lord? How you going to do me right today? Because we know that you are, Father. Oh, like a child. As let us just come before you as a child, oh God, in this place this morning. Not, oh, expecting, but only expecting of you, God, your greatness and your mercy. Not expecting to visit and to be distracted, but God, just to be expectation of focus and disobedience and honor to you, oh God. Oh, el gozo del Señor. El gozo del Señor que se cae en este lugar, este día, Señor. Necesitamos tu gloria, necesitamos tu glorificación, Señor. Tu demostración, Señor, de tu poder, de tu magnificación, Señor. Oh, que ponemos modesto, Señor, enfrente de ti. Modesto, Señor. Oh, que te dan el honor, Señor. El honor, Señor. Shea yondo arrabosende. Uayondi ande arrabosche. Ayarraboseke. The blessings fall this morning, Jesus. The blessings fall this morning, oh God. A new blessing, oh Jesus. A new blessing for a new day, a new year of health and restoration, oh God. For your people, Jesus, they have labored before you, God. Countless hours, countless times, countless, oh God. For you, Jesus, for your honor, for your glory, Lord. Oh, haraboshe. Let us be removed, God. Let us be removed, Jesus, from the filth. Oh, God. The nastiness from the bottle of the barrel, the bottom of the barrel, oh, God. Just remove it, oh, God. Cleanse it, Father. Oh, this new day, Father God. Remove the film, Jesus. Oh, desire so much from you, Lord. Oh, I on the ando arabushe, I am the arabush and the ando arabushe. Who I on the ando arabushe. Oh, I on the ando arabushe. A new strength, oh God. So, desire it, desire it, desire it. Oh, remove all doubt and unbelief this morning, Jesus. Remove all doubt and unbelief, oh God. Help us to increase our faith. Help our unbelief, oh God. Oh, the trust factor, Jesus. Magnify it, oh God. That your Shekinah glory would magnify it in this place this morning, Lord. Come, Jesus. Oh, Ayonea. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Oh, Ayonea, Raboshe. We're weary, Father. Oh, but we need to replace weariness with strength, oh God.
A lot of these elderly.
Carelessness.
They're one of those family Bibles.
Replace the
I remember seeing my grandmama and a few others with this scripture. This scripture is what's going to take us into the new year. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. Remember that. We're going to be talking about noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Behold, thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name, oh God, how excellent is thy name, Jesus, in all the earth. We magnify you on today. We glorify you for who you are. We magnify the very essence of the blood that was shed and that we have redeemed us through salvation of your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We just love you and we adore you. Again, coming to you from the City of Glory here in Gary, Indiana, Words for Christ House of Prayer Church International, Incorporated Ministries. We bless our hosts and our sponsors for allowing us to come together once more again. Kingdom Builders International, also Kingdom Daughters, for without them opening up this opportunity for us. Hey, they were obedient to what God said, and we're obedient to what God said. And I praise God for them, wonderful women, men of God, that are going forth doing the will of the Father. As we prepare for this calendar year that's getting ready to change, there's been a lot of things that's gotten in a lot of people's way. And now that we've passed a portion of the season that's controversial, as known as Christmas, it's celebrated sometimes mostly incorrectly, but it's put in a position where people go out of their way to do some things that they normally don't do. A lot of people go in debt during this time of the year. A lot of people going through a lot of stress during this time of the year. A lot of people are unhappy. A lot of people are sad. A lot of people have some things that's going on with them, and they can't explain what it is. This is supposed to be a joyous season, but some of the folks that are listening have a woe is me condemnation. Some of the folks that have been listening are going through some things in their house, in their family. They're going through some things in their ministry. They're going through some things in their life in general that seemingly is unexplainable. I want to put a little bit, try on today to lead God and direct you into taking a look at some things that may be the cause of what is going on with you. A few years ago, the Lord blessed me to see a series concerning, you may have heard the seven deadly sins. And to talk about one sin, the sin of sloth. And the thing that caught my attention was, as I was listening to this, I said, well, you know, I don't see in the Bible where it talks about seven deadly sins, and I don't see in the Bible where it says sloth, and how is this so such a deadly sin, and how are these things, what's the importance of this thing? And the Spirit of God said to me, pay attention, because I was looking at something on a channel, and he started directing me to some scriptures. And as I started going through those scriptures, I was like, oh, my God, I never knew this. That's what's been happening with me. As I've shared with you, I spent 20 years in the United States Air Force, went in right out of high school, so I was 18 years old, still wet behind the ears, but thought I knew everything. Got sent to some places I'd never been before. Some of them were 5,000 miles, even 10,000, 11,000 miles away from where I grew up, which is the city of Gary, Indiana. And I wondered, where am I going that I got to fly for 19 hours at almost 600 miles an hour and it take me that long to get there? So despair and all kinds of other things start going through my mind. And when I wasn't home for the holidays, being a family man, raised in a loving family, we celebrated the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. We had a glorious time during those times. So when I wasn't home, I was going through all these gamut of emotions, and I didn't know why. Well, hopefully I can share some of those things with you on today. As always, I ask you to be prepared to take some notes, also to get yourself a pencil and a tablet. Hopefully you got a journal now. You've been kind of following us and going along with the things that God has shared with us. We pray that we've been a blessing to you in your life. But we always ask you to keep an open mind and to pray this prayer with us, and tonight is no different. So if you would, repeat after me, open thine mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. And again, that's Psalms 119, verse 18. Putting it in layman's terms and saying, please, Lord, help me to understand what it is I'm getting ready to study. Let me be able to understand it because it's going to be good for me. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We to give you a recap of what we've done since we've been on the air. We've talked about, since this is the warfare hour, we talked about the weapons of warfare. We also, we shared some individual weapons of warfare, some keys to the kingdom, some things that God had left for us to do. We talked about going a little further, putting ourselves in a position to go further on in our lives, to push ourselves and to put ourselves in position to receive and do what it is that God intended for us to do. We also shared this year, since we did begin in November, we shared concerning family. What the family is, the definition of family, what that God ordained the family, who he placed in charge of the family, and how, if we did those things in a family manner, how we'd be able to receive all the blessings that God has for us. Last, we talked about the warnings that God has given us a few weeks ago. There, we talked about not only the warnings, but we talked about the blessings and the curses. We were blessed to have a panel member with us on the last time that we were on the air, and we will be doing some more of that. And so look forward to that. We also plan to have some musical interludes that hopefully will bless you, and we're going to definitely start that on next month. But since we're talking about going into a new year, the Lord, as I shared with you, he gave me, you see this show, took me through a series of scriptures concerning the word sloth, and he gave me a prayer. And so I wrote the prayer under his inspiration with some of the definitions and things to cast out and to get rid of some powerful, powerful demons that are present in this dispensation of time. They've prepared themselves. They try to deeply root themselves in our lives, and we can get rid of them because we know their names, we know their functions, and we attack them to cut off their heads. This is a time where, you know, you do talk about the Jezebel spirit, or the spirit of Jezebel, which is a takeover spirit. You can't talk about Jezebel without talking about Ahab. Ahab is a give-in spirit. You got a takeover spirit and a give-in spirit. And some of us have fallen under those categories, which that's not where we're going today. But we will be discussing that in the future. But because we have been in a position to not understand everything that was going on with us, often we give in. we throw in the towel. We get displacing. And also, most of these things are symptoms or attributes of slothfulness or sloth. We will, before the evening is over, pray the prayer of deliverance from sloth. But I would like to explain to you just what is sloth. First of all, sloth is one of those melancholy kind of spirits. You know, it puts you in a laissez-faire or I don't really care mode. And that's not good because the scriptures that we'll be sharing, some of the scriptures we'll be sharing tonight, warns us against having a melancholy or idle spirit. But sloth is a sin, is defined as a spiritual or an emotional apathy, neglecting what God has spoken and being physically and emotionally inactive. Sloth can also indicate a wasting due to the lack of use concerning a person, a place, or a thing, a skill, or an intangible ideal that would require maintenance, refinement, or support to continue to exist. There's some religious views concerning the need for one to work to support society and further God's plan, and work also suggests that through inactivity, one invites the desire to sin. You heard people say if a person don't work, they don't eat. Well, it's way more than just that. And then that's not exactly what it says. That's what it means, but that's not exactly what it says, and it really should be put in the correct context. For Satan finds some mischief still for idle hands to do. When we have the idol, Satan will find something for you to do. When you mind your own stuff business and just chilling, you're not seeking God, you're not doing nothing, you're just chilling. Satan coming at you with all four barrels open. One of the things that sloth does is puts you in a dejected or dejection mode. And dejection is really one who will lose interest in life. There's been times where you really just didn't care anymore because of hurt, because of your own despair, because of being left out, trying to fit in, couldn't figure out how to get out of whatever it is you was trying to get out of. So you had kind of a woe is me pattern that was beginning to develop. Sloth is more akin to depression. And depression is a sin of the soul. When your soul is sinned on, that's to the root of your existence, of your spirit. And it takes some strong medicine to get that depression or to get that sin out of your soul. One of the greatest attributes of sloth, which most people don't agree with because they don't see themselves in this position I'm getting ready to talk about now, and it's because nobody wants to be known as anything that's negative. All of us have some stuff that we don't do when we're supposed to do it. And the attributes of those of us not doing it is an attribute of sloth. One of the attributes is laziness. Laziness puts us in a, you may not look at it as laziness, so for those of you that really can't stand that word, let me give you another word that might better fit where you might be. I'm so bored. Bored is a symptom of laziness. And When you're bored, you are withdrawn from activity. Remember, being inactive or idle stirs up Satan and his imps to come at you, to cause you to sin, so that you will be get dejected, which will go straight to your soul. Remember who we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a spirit that is mad as all get out because he lost the best position in existence. Not only that, when God created man, he put man above the enemy. And he really can't stand that. So what does he want to do? He want to take over the church, which is God's people, his set apart, his called out, his ecclesia. He wants to destroy us. He wants to accuse us. We talked about that last time we were on, about being the accuser. He wants to put us in a position of looking back all the time. As we're looking back, we can't look forward. So what we're going to do is like driving a vehicle driving a vehicle at night without lights, going down a winding road and looking in the rearview mirror. That's chaos. It's suicide, which is also an attribute of sloth. As I said, sloth is more akin to depression. Sloth does not appear in the Bible, but slothfulness does. Sloth is made up of two words, and those two words are acedia, A-C-E-D-I-A. And acedia means apathy. Apathy is like spiritual morphine. It puts you in a position where you are wore out, drug out, sloped out. You don't care about anything because your senses are dulled. The second word of sloth, which make up the definition of sloth, is terticiania, T-R-I-T-I-S-I-N-I-A, T-R-I-T-I-S-I-N-I-A. And the definition for tristition there is sadness. There's times when we have an uncontrollable sadness and we don't know where it came from. We can't figure it out. But what has happened is a series of events or a series of things that began to happen to us that put us in a position where the enemy is setting us up for the guillotine. He's setting us up for the shotgun blast. He's setting us up for the bazooka, for the cruise missile that he's aimed at us. The demon name for sloth is Belphegor, B-E-L-P-H-E-G-O-R, Belphegor, Belphegor, sloth, Belphegor. We're going to be binding that knucklehead, that fool, that rascal, because he has no dealings in our life. He lures sinners. He has placed other demons under him in positions of names that we're familiar with in the English language, such as I said earlier, laziness, boredom, you know, dejection, depression. And he is the biggest one that gets in our way. It's called procrastination. I meant to do it, but I just ain't got around to doing it yet. Procrastination. Yeah, it's nothing. Procrastination is basically nothing with your life. It is designed to make you do nothing with your life. If I can make you not do what's going to get you into your purpose, your life won't be what God intended for it to be. And when we begin to procrastinate, we get into a sadness that is so tough, and that's that woe is me syndrome, that woe is me syndrome. Laziness, let me go back a little bit to laziness, because, see, people don't want to deal with, I'm not lazy, you know, I work, I do everything I'm supposed to do. Well, laziness is the aversion to work. In other words, everybody that I know, regardless of how good we are, find a way to do a little skating on the job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't got to agree with me, but you know I'm telling the truth. Each of us have done a little skating on the job. Ain't nothing wrong with a little skating on the job. No. That's akin to laziness or an aversion to work. When we get into a full sadness because of the different things that sloth begins to work in our lives, we get to a depressed state that put us in the mold for suicide. Let me share this fact with you from about a week before Thanksgiving through the 10th of January, there are more suicides, murders, and things of that nature than there are in any other time of year. 4 to 5 times the amount of suicides and murders occur during those times of the year. Robberies. For a time to be joyous, you know, we sure do a lot of, I mean, when I say we, I'm talking about mankind. Mankind really loses his mind. There's so many Christians, especially, that was the first ones in line on Black Friday, was wanting to get them sales and them deals so bad that they placed themselves side by side with those other people that were there to murder, produce madness, and produce mayhem. No, that wasn't what you was there for, but you were right there in harm's way. So murder, injustice, and suffering was paramount and all around you because of how we placed ourselves in that situation. Now, again, some of you probably, you know, I pray the lines don't start clicking off on me now, but the truth of the matter is, during this time of year also, we have a poverty spirit that really gets on us, because what do? Most of us don't save up the money that we're going to buy all these gifts and things with. We go in the hock, max out our credit cards, beg, borrow, and forgive us if we do steal, because we do. We don't pay the light bill, the car note, the house note, the sewage, the NIPSCO, the cable bills, and spend that money on some other stuff. And now, when it's all said and done, we get a couple of minutes of happiness from seeing maybe the kids or whoever it was we bought gifts for. And then even sometimes when we bought the gift for them, they didn't appreciate it. So we went through all that anguish, didn't pay a major bill, and the person that we did it for was ungrateful. So now we got that woe is me syndrome, the self-pity and grief begins to kick in. So we like say the old favorite words, forget it then. That's where the apathy or the slothfulness begins, and the enemy sends his agents coming at us, and they unload on us. Suicide is so prevalent because what happens with suicide, number one, is you can't ask forgiveness before you kill yourself. Because you can be forgiven if you don't kill yourself. But if you kill yourself, you can't ask forgiveness. It don't work that way. So it's an unforgivable sin. And you are a sentinel or a soldier who has deserted your post. When God said to us over in Jeremiah, I think it's the first chapter, I think it's at verse 5, say, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you. It means that we had a conversation with him before we came down here in this earth suit. We made a pact with him. Said what we was going to do, who we was going to talk to, who we was going to help get into the kingdom before he called us back to our place. Okay, let's do a few scriptures, because I know right now it's some folks are saying, man, where you going at, Apostle? I want you to understand that there's some stuff that may be going on with you, and if you understand what it is, you can do something about it. Turn to Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Proverbs, the 6th chapter, verse 6 through 11. I'm reading out of the Amplified. Everything that I read from this point on is going to be out of the Amplified. Amen? Amen. Okay, here we go. Proverbs, the 6th chapter, verse 6 through 11. Says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. A sluggard is one that is slothful, one that is idle, an idler. The noun for sluggard is slothful. The adjective for sluggard is lazy. We just read, go to the ant, thou sluggard. See, the ant is always busy. Consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler. Nobody has to tell the ant what to do. The ant just knows what it is that has to be done. And the ant has a discernment that we can really take a look at. If you ever watched when a storm was getting ready to come, if you go outside, and you look at the ants, they going to the top of your house. They going to high ground. They going to the top of the trees. They getting up out of the earth because they know it's going to be flooded. Verse 8, provide her meat in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. She knows when to go forth. She uses her time wisely at all times. How long without sleep, old sluggard? How long without sleep, old slothful person, old idler, old lazy? How long without sleep? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? We get ourselves in a position that we get lulled to sleep. Yet a little sleep, verse 10, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. An armed man. Poverty. Poverty comes from people coming to take what's yours. In this verse here, it says, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth. I mean, like, you can work and work and work and still you in poverty. How many of us living from payday to payday? Hello? There was a show, Arsenio Hall, he used to say things that make you go, Turn to Proverbs, the 12th chapter, verse 24, please. Hallelujah. 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 Proverbs 12 and 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Now, I said I was going to be reading out of the Amplified, but I went on to the King James. But I'm going to go ahead and read the next ones out of the Amplified, because it really tells some stuff that just make you say, wow. Proverbs, the 13th chapter and verse 4. There's a lot of things about sloth, being slothful in Proverbs. Now, if you recall, the person who wrote Proverbs was King Solomon. He was known as the wisest man. Said, and there will never be any that's wiser than him. So it's not really nothing I said, but it's in here for us to be able to see it. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4, the appetite of the sluggard craves and gets nothing. The appetite of the sluggard, the lazy, the idle, craves and gets nothing, but the appetite of the diligent is abundantly supplied. Being sluggardly is not wise for us because there's nothing for us to get. Proverbs 15, chapter, verse 19. We almost done. The way of the sluggard is overgrown with thorn. It pricks, lacerates, and entangles him. But the way of the righteous is plain and raised like a highway. Why would you go through the brushes like a thief, having to get in and around and through, and you getting cut up and everything else by going that way? And that's what happens to us. We get cut up, beat up, and everything else because we try to do it the wrong way. Proverbs, the 19th chapter, verse 24. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. We always trying to do something that is unfruitful when we're lazy, when we're sluggard, when we're slothful. Now, if this don't apply to you, by all means, just write some stuff down and share with somebody that it might be about. Somebody in your family is fitting this description. Somebody that you love is in this description, and it just might be you. Proverbs, the 21st chapter, verse 25. The desire of the slothful kills him. The desire of the slothful kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. And here we talk about, when we speak of labor, we're speaking of laboring for the Lord. If you're not laboring, putting yourself in a position to do something for God, who are you doing it for? Who are you doing it for? And that makes you vulnerable for death. Okay, let's go to the New Testament, okay, and bring this to a close. Amen. And I appreciate it that you're here with me today. Because what I want to do is I want you to get rid of this thing. I want you to get this thing out of you. If it's in you, get it off of you. Get it out of your consciousness, out of your subconsciousness, or out of the consciousness of anybody that you know. Matthew, the 25th chapter and the 26th verse. Matthew 25:26. It says, but his master answered him, you wicked and lazy and idle servant, did you indeed know that I reap where I have not sowed and gather grain where I have not winnowed? This is about the man with the talent. The wise master gave 1 5, 1 2, and 1 1. The one that had 5 did something with it. One that had 2 did something with it. The one that had 1 buried it because he was afraid, or he was lazy. He knew that the master was a hard taskmaster, and he didn't want to do no work to make it earn or to make it grow. And what did the master do? He took the one that he had and he gave it to the one that had 5 because he doubled what he had done with his. When we don't do what God has with our talent, guess what, y'all? He gonna take it away. ain't going to give to somebody else because it's going to get done. The enemy wants to keep us from doing what God intends for us to do, but God will use somebody else. I pray even right now, men and women of God, that I've reached you in a way that makes you take a look, or like Arsenio saw, Paul said, things that make you go, If you said, anytime during the thing, during the presentation of the thing, you can just like tune me out or tune me off, then I ask that you would pray this prayer with me. I will probably in the next, if you want to get a copy of the prayer, if you contact me on Facebook, Carlton Clark, I'm at Yahoo. And I'm on Facebook. Hey, that's Carlton, K-A-R-L-T-O-N-N-C-L-A-R-K. Give me a shout, and if you enjoy this prayer that we're getting ready to read now, then I'll get a copy of it to you some kind of way. We'll figure that out. Amen. If you will, those that will do it, if you'll pray with me, I promise you, you'll be uplifted. I promise you, it'll be like a house been lifted off of your shoulder. I promise you, even if it doesn't affect you, you're going to get something out of it. I promise you that as you repeat it, some of these words are going to stick in your mind. I promise you that if you listen to the words that God gave to a man of God some 2 years ago, they're still prevalent now because we're getting ready to go into a time of double portion, that we want to get everything out of the way that's going to keep us from getting what it is that God has for us. I pray that all that you have heard today will be a blessing unto you. We're going to pray this prayer, and then we're going to pray. We're going to have the host to open up the lines after we pray this prayer. So if you are willing, if you will pray with me, this is a prayer of deliverance from sloth. Hallelujah. If you would, repeat after me. Father God, in the name and blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I petition you now for your good, acceptable, and perfect will as I embark on this level of prayer for deliverance from the demon of Beelzebub, who has been influencing and giving power to the climate of the sin of sloth and has further hidden himself in the various atmospheres associated with this sin. I now invoke the dominion, power, and anointing given to me by you when you breathe the breath of life into me and I became a living soul. And by the command that you gave me to take dominion of those things in the earth, I now do hereby declare and decree that my voice will go over the four winds and that all shall hear these presents, that deliverance is hereby granted from the climate of sloth and its associated atmospheres. By the blood and name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that I identify the demon of Beelzebub as its principality and bind his powers on me and my family, my ministry, and my purpose, my church, my friends and associates, and that I renounce any willing allegiance to any of the atmospheres associated with being lazy, self-pity, woe-is-me syndrome, carelessness, aversion to work, procrastination, feeling of worthlessness or meaninglessness, angry, sullen or grim spirits, and the spirit of suicide. I further bind the atmosphere of acedia, apathy, or burnout, unable to cope, and of tristitia, sadness, or despair. And I replace these atmospheres with the fruit of the spirits of joy, peace, and love. I further bind all strongholds that these atmospheres have had on my body, my mind, my intellect, my emotions, my health, my relationships, and soul. And I renounce them out of my life. I remove any nest on the inside of me that would house any of these demon spirits. And I trample these spirits underfoot. I send their essence to that dry place where there is no living thing, no living beast, no living insect, no living man, no living fowl or fish, that spirit can enter into again and wreak havoc on man. Father, in the name and blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the sweet communion, power, and anointing of the Holy Spirit and the good, acceptable, and perfect will of you as the great I am, I invoke the power of this prayer on, in, and through my life, the life of my family, and of my ministry and purpose, and do hereby declare and decree that I am delivered and set free from this demon who I have called out by name of Beelzebub, and the climate of sloth, the associated atmospheres, now and forever. I thank you for cleansing my gateways of the residue of these atmospheres and climate of sloth. And it is my continued prayer that all that suffer may pray this prayer and be deeply enriched and delivered according to your grace and mercy. It is in the precious and matchless name and blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that I pray. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Thank you, God, for allowing us the time to go forth on today. And, Father, we even pray right now that our hosts would open up the lines and allow these last few minutes for those that would like to give a comment or have prayer or say something before we go into the new year, that time would be done. So, host, if you would open up the lines. The lines are now open. Go ahead.
Amen. Apostle Clark, can you hear me?
Absolutely. Good evening.
Good evening, Apostle Clark. This is Tammy Russell. I'm a member of Living Way Christian Center here in Gary, Indiana. It's so good to be on the prayer line, be back on Blog Talk, and to be able to receive the word from you tonight from the Lord. And the prayer that you prayed, I prayed it as we were studying Wednesday, but it just seemed like in corporate prayer with you tonight, as you were praying, it was just, it's like it was blown in the atmosphere, for real. I can feel the prayer in the atmosphere where I live. I'm talking about outside of my wall, outside of these doors, in the atmosphere,
amen,
the little atmosphere, and it's giving me comfort, you know, to be able to be reassured, because this is a new area where I've moved to. and be reassured that the Spirit of the Lord and the angels of the Lord are taking authority and control of this atmosphere. And it's for me, that's how I'm looking at it for here, that it's for me because God knows that I have been attacked with the spirit of slothfulness, of sloth, and I'm ready to get rid of it. It's been gotten rid of, and I thank you, Lord, for the prayer, for you giving Apostle Clark that prayer, Father, because it's been renounced out of my life today. And even after I prayed it yesterday, I got up and did some things that I knew I had to do for the ministry today, earlier today. And I listened to the instruction of the Holy Spirit, and I got up and I did what I had to do, and I just thank God for that. And I'm about to start school, go back to college. So this is right on time for me.
Amen.
This is
Amen.
Right on time for me. And I just thank you so much for just being so disciplined and for bringing us the information that you continually to bring us, and it'd be some awesome life-changing information. And I just thank you so much. Amen. Oh,
Amen.
And I thank the woman of God for getting on Blog Talk, for having these lines open. And I just thank you for keep coming on and getting the work of the Lord done. Thank you all.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We appreciate that. God, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Will there be another?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Well, if there is no others that wish to speak, we will ask that the host will go ahead and make their announcements, those things that are going to be great for the kingdom builders going on through this year. Amen. I'll turn it back over now to the host.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for everyone that has called in, all the internet listeners and everyone that's on the line. This is Evangelist Hannah from Kingdom Builders International. If you would like to sow a seed into the ministry, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. And if you're on the line or you're on the internet and you never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you never asked Jesus to come into your heart and to help you and to live in you, just repeat after me. Father, I know that I have sinned. I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to help me, to change me. By faith, I believe that Jesus died and rose again. And in the name of Jesus, if you prayed that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. And my prayer for you is that God will fill you with his spirit and the overflowing. And you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org and put a comment in the comment box. And we would love to read the Bible. We would love to stand in the faith fight with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just lift up Apostle Clark to you, Father God. I pray right now that you will give him double for all that he poured out tonight to your people, Father God. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over the man of God, and I thank you that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, Father. I bind up any spirit of retaliation or backlash sent out against the man of God. I thank you that every need for the man of God shall be provided by you, Father God. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray, amen. And Apostle Clark, I turn the line back over to you to close out.
Amen. If the lines are still open, we give 30 seconds to anyone that wants to say anything.
Well, I just thank you, men of God, for your diligence and your faithfulness to Kingdom Builders and your teaching. And I thank God for you. Will someone else be ready to say something?
Well, I bless you again. Does somebody? I bless you again, woman of God, for allowing us this time and for hosting us on tonight. Pray that you're having a wonderful time with your family and all during this joyous time. Thank you for being there again. We praise God that we have what he wants us to do and that he's the one that leads, guides, and directs our path. We feel a blessing.
Hallelujah.
A blessing on all that hear our voice to receive all that God has for them in the upcoming calendar year. That they will receive the fullness of his glory. For he has promised us a double portion. This is a new dispensation of time. And we go forth in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. God bless you and Happy New Year.
Invite your spirit this morning, Lord. We invite your spirit, God. We ask you to come. Holy Spirit, come dwell in this place this morning. Oh, let your Shekinah glory fill this place, fill this mall. Let your Shekinah glory just drip down on the handles of the doors, oh God, as people begin to make their way into this place, Father. Oh, let it just be a dripping, Father, that they feel it as they, like a perspiration, God, as they feel it as they open up the doors, God, that they go to wipe it down on their sides. Like, what does this do, God? Let it be your Shekinah glory this morning, Father. Oh, ayari arabu, say, we need it, Father.